Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, October 13, 2021. No. Nope. I did not sign off on this. I can tell you that right now.
You don't have to.
No. Oh, I have to have this guy back.
Nope.
Yes, I do.
Uh-uh. He's coming in there. Mm-hmm. Come right next to you and sit real close.
He's going to sit next to Nate on the other side of this partition is what he's going to do.
He's going to tell us the strength of this Kansas State Chiefs defense.
You're going to make me read this tweet, aren't you?
Which one?
One that I like.
Okay. Read it.
Since I didn't sign off on this, you read this guest list.
Oh, you want me to go down the road?
You know what? I sure do.
Oh, good morning, Kansas City.
I sure do.
Got a packed show for you today. Let me get a close up on me on camera.
Yeah. This is you right now. I'm looking for a tweet.
Look for a tweet. Today on the show, starting at the 6 o'clock hour, we'll have a special guest at 6:30. Dave Borchardt. Going to talk about a big event this weekend.
Yeah, whatever.
Kansas City Marathon's happening.
I like the marathon.
Yeah. He's going to come in and talk about it. Talk about it. Dave Borchardt will join us at 6:30. Our college expert, Coach Gary Barnett, he's going to join us a little earlier today.
Now, that's the old bait and switch. Explain that.
He's on the East Coast, and he's got some things going on, and I bend the show to Gary Barnett.
Right.
Because he's our coach.
You cater to his needs.
I do. So Gary Barnett's going to join us at 7 this morning. And then we're going to move one Mr. Mike Boddicker. He'll come in studio at 8:05. Wichita will get a taste of Bods.
Well, boy.
Good luck, Wichita.
So 8:05, Mike Boddicker will be in studio. He'll talk some playoff baseball. A lot of action yesterday. A couple teams clinching. Game 5 ahead of us on Thursday. Mike Boddicker will be in studio. And then Mike DePasquale, we'll get Mike's picks. Him and Nate have been squaring off all year. So I haven't looked how you guys did last week.
Yeah,
I have it written down. We'll check it out. Mike DePasquale would join us at 8:45. And then
I think you guys all got whacked for picking Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did on the expert picks or the Border Patrol picks, whatever they are.
Everyone got whacked on that one. Right?
Yeah.
What are the final numbers on that?
Oh, I don't know. Not good. Anyways, we'll move on. Nick Leckie will join us at 9:05. Talk some college and NFL with Nick. Former world champion with the New Orleans Saints. Former offensive lineman for the Kansas State Wildcats. Emaw, right? So that's the show rundown. You still looking for the tweet? Did you find it?
Nah, I can't find it, no.
Who tweeted it?
Just a weird account that I retweet things from, but I felt like he explained me. And next time you gave me problems about being antisocial, I was going to read this to you.
Who, me?
Well, everyone does.
I don't. I don't give
you.
Yeah,
you kind of like it.
I don't have any room to talk.
Oh, you got plenty of room to talk. I'll find it later.
I'm the most social, anti-social guy ever.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Figured out.
You're anti-social here. I'm anti-social, like, normally in my regular life.
So, there's introverts, there's extroverts, and there's amnioverts.
What's the last one?
That means you're both. That's what I am. So, usually, if you're introvert, You recharge your batteries when you're by yourself. You like your alone time. That's where you recharge your batteries because when you're out around people.
I'm paid to be an extrovert.
Right.
What I'd like to be is an introvert.
Well,
at all
no,
times.
You're an introvert. You go out and you enjoy being out, but it drains your battery.
I don't like to be out.
But you and. Okay.
Kind of, you know?
Well,
like if my choice, I'd like to be home.
No,
so what's
right,
that then?
Right, but you can't, that you would be a recluse if you just stayed home all the time.
I'd like to be that.
Right,
I'd like
you're
to be
not,
a recluse, right.
You're not, so
that's
an introverted person
is.
Still socializes, but it's more work, and it drains your battery. So you recharge your battery when you're at home, where you like to be. An extrovert, they charge their batteries by being out around people. Oh, you know, I love being... And then when they're alone, that's work for them. So that drains their battery.
What if I go to a volleyball game and I pray to Jesus, no one talks to me?
You're an introvert.
Okay.
I think we've established that.
I'm looking for the part woman extrovert.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. Nate's an extrovert.
Nate is a super-duper extrovert.
And I'm an amnivert. I'm both. Sometimes being out around people charges my batteries up. Sometimes being at home alone charges my batteries up.
I see more of the introvert from you.
That's because it's here.
Right. But I feel like it comes out, like, away from us. You're a good host.
Yeah, I like having people over in my home.
People over.
Yeah.
You're a good host.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
I can do both. I go both
you
ways.
You can do it, yeah. I've known that about you for, 20 years now.
Are you going to run away from that?
Why would you?
I don't.
Well, I'm glad we've got that settled.
A little psychology for you here on the Border Patrol.
I'm an extrovert at charity events.
Right. But it does, it drains you. You're tired. At the end of that event, you're tired. You're worn down.
I usually cry at the end of events when Susan drives me home.
Sob uncontrollably.
It has been wonderful, though, the past couple of weeks because of scheduling and some events being moved around because, you know, just the challenges of the world we live in. I'm in the midst of hosting 5 wonderful charity events in a 3-week span. And so we've already had a chance to go through, you heard me talking about the walk to end Alzheimer's, which was fantastic. Last week was the walk to defeat ALS. And then yesterday had the wonderful breakfast at City Union Mission with Dayton Moore. Hope everyone enjoyed that interview. And if you want to listen to that, you can check out the podcast at 810WHB.com. Thought he had a lot of interesting things to say. And then had a chance to listen and speak to the group yesterday and ask them a couple of more questions on camera. You can check out at our Facebook page at 810WHB.com. And by the way, so I'm going to hold him this. He said, anytime, call him and he'll come on the show.
That's awesome.
Jake, so.
Who, Dayton?
Yeah. So then, you know, I at least want to test that theory.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So call him tomorrow. Hey,
Dayton.
Steven had a couple of more questions about Bobby Witt Jr.
Wanted
he didn't get to.
Dig into more.
I asked him about Bobby Witt Jr. again on the
Baseball
on
America player.
On the
minor league player of the year.
For our Facebook page. So I said, I can only ask a couple of questions. He's got to go. Let me get another Bobby Witt Jr. question in there.
At least one more.
I mentioned Vinny Pasquantino also, and that made him happy. Made me happy. And so I'm excited because Saturday I'll get a chance, because it's been a little bit, we didn't have it last year, I get a chance to emcee the Step Up for Down Syndrome Walk, which is one of my favorite events of the year, and a whole bunch of friends that I've made over the years at the Step Up Walk for Down Syndrome. Honestly, I miss them because that is... The vibe there, like you talk about, it charges your battery. That event charges your battery. And see how happy everyone is to be out there and just to be together in a wonderful setting. And so I'm looking forward to the Step Up for Down Syndrome Walk. And then Saturday night, I'm the MC for, you guys know I'm on the board of directors for Sheffield Place, which is something that's very near and dear to my heart. It's their big gala on Saturday night, and I'm the MC off the wall, and things get off the wall because I found out, it was confirmed, that in the audience for Off the Wall, while I'm up there trying to get people to spend money in the auction and to have fun and also to hear a very special message from Sheffield Place, not only will I be performing for Steve St. John Sr., but Mr. Red Ass himself, Todd Lebo, is going to put a sports jacket on and be out there.
Wow,
so
that's a big deal.
That's a lot of pressure.
You got him out at Lee Summit?
And also one of my team of attorneys, Lance Sandage, will be there as well. So now I've really got, now that makes me nervous. If it's like 1,000 people that I don't know, I'll get up and do that in a minute. That's all right.
Lance
That's
is
fine.
One of the best dudes.
Right.
I love Lance.
Yeah, but then he makes
some
wild accusations and he comes up and says bad things about Missouri to me. And then I get mad and he runs off. So, but I love him. He's on the board with me. He's a great man.
Yeah, he is.
And,
he is.
And he'll be heckling me with Lebo.
Good.
And so if I get a chance to see you at one of these events, and there's a chance I might, because there's going to be a lot of people at both of them, please say hello, because like Jake said, I need my batteries charged. You know, and that's what Jake does before the show. People don't see that. We have to put that
behind
the scenes. He comes in here,
attached,
and he says, here, come here. Come here, buddy. I got magic fingers. And then he charges.
The positive cable, the negative cable, hook him up and charge the battery.
And I'm like, ooh. I'm charged
up. Perform some Reiki on you.
So I wanted to mention that because it's been wonderful to get back together with so many friends from charity events that we had to miss last year because of the pandemic. And I'm especially, and you know, all the events are great, but I'm really, really excited to go back out for the Step Up Walk for Down Syndrome and then Off the Wall for the Benefits Sheffield Place this Saturday. And also the marathon is on Saturday. And Dave Borchardt, I'll say it, he said it before, but I'm excited for that. I will not be there because Daddy must rest on Saturday morning. But Richie St. John and the Accidental Moguls are going to be playing live at the marathon this Saturday. Are you guys going to be in that? You guys like to run?
I'm not going to be able to on Saturday.
I won't either.
All right, then. Yeah. There we go. The Kansas City Marathon. Have you ever been to the Kansas City Marathon?
Yes, I have been, and it's an incredible event, and I wish I could go. I have another obligation on Saturday morning, so I can't go this time, but it's awesome, and I would encourage everybody to go.
Can you run a marathon, Jake? Like right now, how many miles can you run? What do you got in you?
Oh, I don't
Be
know.
Be honest.
My knee is not great.
Okay,
I ran 4.5 this morning, and it felt pretty good.
What's your max? Could you give me 10 miles? Could you give me half a marathon? Could you give me 20?
I could probably grit through a half a marathon.
Okay. All right. I just want to see where you're at. That's all. Davey B runs a marathon every week. He doesn't care.
That dude's an incredible
He's like Forrest
runner.
Gump. He's a running. Runner. He's a running fool. And he'll
because
be in
of that
show.
Treadmill you gave him.
Nope. Whitlock gave him a
That's
treadmill.
What got him started.
Whitlock gave him a treadmill, and then Whitlock took away the treadmill and gave it to me where it's still in storage. I'd like to give that treadmill to somebody. If anybody wants an old treadmill that once belonged to Jason Whitlock or Dave Borchardt or me, let me know, and I could have it delivered to your house at once. So, you guys want it?
No, thank you.
Nope.
That treadmill's been in great hands, you know?
Yeah.
It has been.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was an uncomfortable situation, but I'm glad we can laugh about it now. Can we? I don't know if Dave's laughing about it, but I laugh about it with regularity. You heard some of the highlights there from the MLB playoffs, which have not gone my way. Not that I really care, but I like to have rooting interests. I was rooting for the Brewers over the Braves, and the Brewers lost 5-4, and that series is over. And, Jorge Soler advances, and Lorenzo Cain is eliminated.
Good for Kevin Seitzer.
Right.
I don't know how much Jorge Soler is going to get to play.
He still advances.
He does.
He's going to play more than Lorenzo Cain. I mean,
if he gets cleared to come back.
Right. Well, you just like to crap over everything I say, don't you?
I was trying to make you feel better. You don't like Lorenzo.
You just can't let me get through it, can you?
Sorry, I was trying to make you feel better.
I don't want anyone to be hurt.
Well, he's not.
I just want the Brewers, to advance.
I was with you on that. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
I just want the Brewers to. I wanted the Brewers to advance. They did not. They gave up a game-winning home run or a game-winning run in the eighth, and that's the inning where Devin Williams used to pitch before he punched a wall. So, what was that noise?
That's killer.
Hmm. Just.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah, one of the best setup guys in the game.
Freddie Freeman's home run in the eighth inning, maybe that would have been Devin Williams. But
right. More than likely would have been, right?
Right, but it was off one of the best relievers in baseball and Josh Hader, but that probably would have been a situation where Devin Williams would have pitched and they would have saved Hader for the ninth. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But congratulations to the Braves. I just have never been a fan of the Braves or liked watching the Braves. I do like Freddie Freeman a lot. He's one of my favorite non-Royals players to watch, and so I'm happy he hit that game-winning home run. If you remember back to that feature that Buster Olney did with Freddie Freeman, that he's an awesome dude. He's one of the best people in baseball to root for, and so that was nice. But I was rooting for the Brewers, and of course they're gone. The Astros beat the White Sox 10-1. They win that series 3-1. Did that surprise anyone? Because, I mean, obviously it's there, and I didn't, I don't know, sometimes I'm just oblivious to the obvious. Did that surprise you to hear they've gone to 5 straight ALCS now?
Yeah. Yeah, when I heard that,
I was like, what?
I know they've been good for a while, but I didn't realize it's been 5 straight ALCS.
Wait a minute, let me look this up. Yeah. They're 2-2 in the last 4, but man, damn. Like I was all fired up, and as well we should have been, when the Royals made it back-to-back, right? I mean, that was saying something. That was wonderful. I'd love to have it again, but the Astros have been to 5 straight ALCS. That's incredible. And so, I was like, wow.
It's a little tainted, though, right?
Is it? Like, I
don't know.
Whatever. I mean, is it?
I think there's some... It's a little bit of a black eye with the cheating stuff that's come out.
Nate?
It's still amazing, but...
I mean, maybe slightly, but I don't know that at the end of the day anybody cares. Yeah, I sure didn't get punished very much.
If I sit here and try to figure out who's on PEDs and who's cheating and who's using spider tech and who's everything, you know what I mean?
It's yeah,
like,
no,
I feel like cheating's so rampant in Major League Baseball. Like, well, whatever. Like, give me the team that doesn't cheat, and then, okay, whatever. They're probably not in the playoffs.
Well, that was some next-level stuff, though, wasn't it? I don't know.
It was.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
I mean, but it's kind of like, you know.
But I hear so many things about other baseball teams, hey, look, and I hear stuff from, like, guys that
don't have
people that we have in the studio.
Have a problem with it.
Right, but people that they can't say anything on the air, but, hey, this is what I've heard about this team and that team. Would it be making you so, like, about the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays, right, yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not condoning cheating, but I get to the point, like, okay, like.
It is part of the game.
Like, who isn't cheating now? And you're going to pretty much eliminate everybody, right?
Well, usually it seems like that kind of stuff is everybody who roots against you thinks it's, you know, they get very righteous and outraged by it. But the people that are Astros fans probably don't care at all.
I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, keep crying. We got the ring.
But we're not Astros fans, and we're Royals fans. But I don't know that the Astros winning or holding the Royals down. But are you outraged by it? Are you?
Do you
demand satisfaction?
No, I'm outraged by other things that the Astros have done as an organization. Honestly,
I feel like there's a lot of
To me, there's been a lot of bad people in their organization, like at the top level, like and they've done a lot of bad things off the field, but I. And they've done things to me that are bad to baseball. The cheating thing, I don't know. There's so much gray area there. Guys are trying to steal signs all the time anyway. I mean, they use technology to do it. You know, I guess that's a step too far for a lot of people. I think it's kind of absurd. It's just absurd that Major League Baseball didn't punish any of the players at all. Like, they punished the coaches, but the players that were doing it, they didn't punish at all. So if the league doesn't have that big of a problem with it, why should I guess? You know,
I'm with you on that. And then Giants, Dodgers. Well, we're going to get 1 game 5.
Oh, I forgot to mention we'll have Gary Lezak at 7:15 this morning.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
I left him off that run.
The Dodgers beat the Giants 7-2, and so that series is tied at 2 games apiece. So, out of all the possibilities there for those series to go to 5 games, we end up with 1 of them. And usually, it's a pivotal game 5. If it's a 7-game series, now it's a winner take all. Game 5 that'll take place on Thursday night at 8:07 in a wonderful pitching matchup between Julio Urias and Logan Webb. And so that's going to be must-watch, can't-miss baseball for Game 5 between the Dodgers and the Giants. The Dodgers won 106 games in the regular season. The Giants won 107 games. And it all comes down to 1 game in San Francisco. Who's going to win it? Tell me right now.
Dodgers.
San Francisco.
Split right down the middle. I kind of want San Francisco to win. Because I like Logan Webb.
Yeah.
Because he helped the Bada Bings to a Roto championship. I've had enough of the Dodgers, sorry. You know.
Yeah.
I'm overkill. Great. You get everyone that's awesome.
Right.
I kind of want the Giants to win because no one expected them to. Even though the Giants broke my heart several years ago. I've moved on from that. And I'd like to see the Giants beat the Dodgers.
I like Gabe Kapler a lot. And I feel like he's maybe almost as handsome as Mike Matheny.
He is. Managers. He's devilishly handsome. Yeah. I will agree with you on that. We have lots to talk about besides all of the baseball, and we'll get into college football with Gary Barnett earlier today at 7 o'clock. All that and more coming up right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38th The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. What do you want me to call you?
David?
David?
I don't care. Whatever.
No. David. I want to call somebody what they want to be called. Is it David?
Davy Crickets. Dave? That's the name I
There's
demand.
There's three names I know you
David.
As.
David. Yes. What is this, David?
Dave.
Yes.
Or Davy. I've never known you to be David. If you're David, now
just
tell
to
me.
My mom. No, just to my mom.
David.
Dave is
yes.
good.
What is this, David?
Davy B.
Very nice.
See, Davy B.
Yeah.
Davy B.
Dave.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm Steven, and I don't like when someone calls me Steve except for Mike Boddicker.
Yeah.
So I want to call you what you would. Is it
Dave's
David?
Good. Dave's good. If you want to call me Davy B, that's fine,
can
too.
Can I say, can I call you David? Because it makes me think of
you can.
David.
David.
You can.
What is this, David?
Okay. Here we go. Here's the beginning of the interview you're having so much fun with right now.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Yes, here we go.
The Kansas City Marathon.
Yes.
David, what is this, David?
It's a race. It's the Garmin-KC Marathon this Saturday, the largest race in Kansas City.
Can I ask you a question?
You sure can.
Is it a sprint or is it a marathon?
It is, well, you can do both.
Oh, really?
You know, there's a 5K.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to run.
Shut
oh,
you up,
if
man.
You wanna
damn,
run, if you want to run, run really hard
boom.
For about 15 or 20 minutes, you could do the 5K, but we also have a 10K, half marathon, and full
could
marathon.
Could you sprint that long? You?
Can
you sprint a 5K?
I like how Dave says if you want to run it in 15 or 20 minutes, you can.
Well, I was
like
thinking of Jake.
Right. Yeah.
You could do it in under 20. I think you could.
You're a tremendous runner, David.
Not with
can
this
you
knee.
Can
well,
you sprint
you.
The 5K? Is that what kind of shape you're in?
It depends on how you define a sprint. I mean, if a bear's chasing me, I run faster than I run a 5K.
I don't define a sprint in any way, so it's up to you.
No, I think Jake could do a 5K with about a 6:15, 6:30
pace. Not with that bad wheel, he can't.
I have before, but yeah. Right, today would be tough. But
You
know what? If I push myself, got in the right mindset, I would suffer.
You got to get into the dentist again. I mean, that's that's what we're talking about, right?
I do.
Blow that tire out. You better watch yourself.
Go see Dr. Rhodes.
Yeah. So tell me everything that's planned for Saturday.
So you obviously hit on the Finish Line Festival. Couple big name bands after the race, including your son, which is awesome. Plowboys Barbecue providing free pulled pork sandwiches to all the runners. Boulevard and Molson Coors providing free beer and hard seltzer to all the runners. And
do
then
they
live
eat
music.
The pulled pork sandwich before the race or after?
Well, it would be advisable for after.
Okay. Well, we have to. I'm trying to give the information to people.
Some people just walk, which is cool. So if you just want to come walk the race, you could have the sandwich before, I suppose, or while you're walking.
During.
Perhaps,
a walking tour of Kansas City.
So, obviously, crappy weather this morning. Saturday morning, it is perfect running weather. It's going to be about 45 at the start of the race. Light winds, about 65 after the race. So, we're looking perfect for Saturday.
Perfect.
It's great.
Is it too late for people
want.
To get involved here?
Absolutely not, Stephen.
Oh,
thank you. KCMarathon.org. Run, walk. We still need volunteers as well. I know I've said this before.
To do what?
So, multiple jobs. You could help staff an aid station on the course, which is passing out water to all the runners. We need people in the finish line shoot to pass out medals and bananas and stuff like that. So, people in the park to help pass out sandwiches and the drinks. So, we're a 15-person staff. We need about 1,500 volunteers to pull off this event each year. So, yeah, if people don't want to run, don't want to walk, we'd love to have them volunteer. And, again, it's kcmarathon.org.
How old do you have to be to volunteer?
But sign up for that beforehand, right?
Yeah, beforehand would be good.
And how old is this?
Yeah, for the most part, it's 16 and up, unless you have, like, a team of people that want to come out and help with a water stop or
so
something.
So, like, if a mom and dad wanted to bring their kids to volunteer with them?
That's fine.
They can do that?
If we got adult supervision, that's good. Yep.
All right. So, you know, that'd be a fun family activity, maybe. You know, go out, help volunteer, watch the race.
What if we'd like to drop our kids off and have you watch them for a
couple
hours?
No, that's it's not advisable.
That's what I was going for. I was hoping you'd say that, but
look, there's a lot of people that have questions. I'm trying to ask those questions to get all the answers before you leave here.
No, it's good, and I know we talked about this a couple months ago, but the big story this year, two things. One is the race being back in person after not being in person due to COVID,
right.
And then new course this year that's going to start and finish in front of the Nelson Atkins, so we're really excited about that. We think that's going to be a cool spot.
Is it a more difficult course?
It's an easier course, Stephen.
Okay, a little easier, see?
Our 5K course used to be our hardest course. Now it's our easiest course. But also the full and half marathon are much easier now, the last 5 miles. So
yes.
That's exciting.
Where did the last 5 miles go?
So for the full marathon, it's from about 75th and Warnell back down to the Plaza. So that's like
perfect.
A nice downhill most
like
of the way.
Like a little trolley hill,
Yeah, exactly.
Type thing.
Yeah, exactly right. And then for
downhill,
the half marathon, it's kind of similar. The last 3 miles of the half marathon are downhill. So you're going from about 30th in the Paseo down to the Plaza.
Wow, nice.
So yeah, when you're that's getting great. Tired, the course will help you out.
So tell people again how they can sign up to volunteer or to participate.
KCMarathon.org. You can run, walk, you can volunteer, and again, we have race distances for every fitness level with a 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon. And Nate, I did appreciate you mentioning the treadmill last segment. Thank you for that.
You're
got
welcome.
That out of the way so we don't
you
have to talk
it
about it.
That's what got you going into running, right?
Yeah, it did. Plus the threat of a clown suit being knitted on
right.
me by Jason. That was
tight. With big floppy shoes.
Big motivator as well.
What time does everything start?
7 a.m. 7 a.m. It's early. It's still normally dark when the race starts.
Can I ask you a question that everyone in Kansas City asks?
Oh, boy, yes.
What about parking?
Parking's at UMKC year with the new course. So they have several garages identified. There's like 3,000 spaces for the runners to park. So UMKC campus is the way to go, and they've been a great partner this year.
UMKC comes through.
Absolutely.
They've added so much parking since my days at UMKC. Mm-hmm. So that's great. So
yeah.
Thank you to UMKC.
Quick walk from the start line right in front of the Nelson.
Now, if you want to volunteer, are you signed up
for
the whole day from like when it starts all the way till it finishes? Or are there little shifts that you can sign up
for?
Yeah,
different shifts. So it's normally an early and a late, so maybe a 6:30 to 10:30 and a 10 to 2 sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So yeah, whatever works for your schedule.
Tell people again how they can get involved.
KCMarathon.org. Again, run, walk, volunteer. Perfect weather race morning. So if you're not signed up and you got a wild hair, you want to come out and run the race. I still say it's not too late for Jake, but I think he has a commitment, so he's probably out. But yeah, KCMarathon.org. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Are you going to be doing a final whistle Sunday night?
I am.
Monday morning?
So
hey, he brought up soccer.
I am, and I'm doing the KC Woso TV broadcast Saturday night, which is going to be a mess.
Man.
So I need to finish the marathon stuff, go home, take a quick nap, go do the TV broadcast with our good friend Ali Trost.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And the post game, too, the Sporting plays at 9 o'clock on Sunday night, Stephen, so his post game on Sunday night is going to be late.
Yeah, we'll be going into the early hours, and then it's a great week for soccer. You got U.S. game tonight, obviously. KC Woso tonight, KC Woso Saturday night, Sporting Sunday night. It's going to be a nice soccer week as well.
DVB!
You got this guy's everywhere.
You're Mr. Kansas City.
I'm like a less exciting Don King.
Well, since you're part of the Kansas City Sports Commission, are you excited about this streetcar unveiling too tomorrow?
Streetcar is big. We got FIFA coming to town real soon for the official World Cup site visits. So it's an exciting time in Kansas City sports and especially soccer in Kansas City.
Were we not told not to mention that yesterday?
No, we're mentioning
you told us we can't mention it.
Well, we can mention the streetcar itself. We can mention the streetcar itself. Yes.
We had distinct orders. We had distinct orders.
I'll read the text.
Let's take a break.
Davey,
I can say it right. I don't know.
You stir everything
Nate
up.
Started it. I'm just continuing the conversation.
It's give him the website.
DVB.
KCMarathon.org.
DVB.
Or definitely check out the World Cup 2026 website as well. Sign the petition to bring the World
That's
Cup
right.
to Kansas City. Come
David,
on, people.
Check it all
what
out.
Is this,
what is
David?
This, David?
Thank you, David.
Good to see you, my friend.
It's great to see you on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hard to believe I once did a morning show with Jason Whitlock, David Borchert, Davey B, and Brian Truda, and Magnificent Megan.
And now you're stuck with the two of us.
Uh-huh.
Used to listen to that show.
Did you?
Yeah. I got even called in one time.
How'd that go?
Whitlock told me, you know what? They give people scholarships for playing the violin, too.
Right. He's right.
He was ripping on soccer.
Yeah.
So you know what?
What's wrong with playing the violin? That seems really hard to me.
Nothing.
I wish I could.
I love the violin. I just, you know, I called in and I was defending soccer and he's telling him, soccer paid for all of my college, Jason. And he said, well, guess what? People play the violin, they get all their college paid for too.
So how much time after you called in did you become an intern?
Probably about a year or so later.
So how old were you when you called in?
Probably, I was just
a youngster.
That was like fall of 2001, and it was probably about a year ago.
So was that before or after you got racked by Jim Rome?
After. That was in college.
So you're feeling good. You're feeling good about yourself. Like, man, I'm good at this stuff.
I got racked twice.
Yeah, I've been racked by Jim Rome. I can handle Whitlock.
Did you go to the tour stop?
I did. And I saw Lebo in the bathroom, and me and my buddy, and I was hammered. Like, I was... Like, we had a 30-pack of Busch Light, and we got there early.
Do you remember that crowd?
The line was around the Kansas City Convention Center, around Bartle Hall. And we had a little cart that we had a 30-pack of beer. Like, we were in line for like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
I remember.
We had great seats, too.
One of my main gigs doing that was I had like a series of appearances around the city where I'd have tickets. Ticket drops, right?
Yeah.
To the tour stop. And still to this day, there have been few events where I got...
mauled.
You'd be like, hey, can you get me... they're limited and everything
my
else.
My old man got me tickets.
Yeah.
Through a guy who used to work back here in sales.
I remember the best one.
Kaiser?
Okay, right on. And so I remember we did the show one morning down at Chubby's. And, I mean, there were so many. It rattles my brain how many people showed up trying to get. We only had a few. It was like the last few pairs that we're going to give out. And then when we had the actual event at Municipal Auditorium, I remember we all went on. I remember I was getting ready to go on stage, and that was like one of the first big events I had done after
I
got hired.
Dude, that crowd was insane.
And I looked out there. I go,
packed.
It's sold out.
Yeah,
right?
Full.
And I can't remember who introed me. And then I think I introed Tim Grunhardt or Grunny intro or whatever. It was one of us. And then and that was at the height of, I felt like the Kansas City-St. Louis rivalry or hate or whatever else. And I think there was a lot, St. Louis didn't get a tour stop in Kansas City or whatever. And then I'm thinking backstage, what can I do to get this crowd going? What can I do to get this crowd going? I remember my buddy, Anthony, mm-hmm. he was out in the crowd and everything. So what can I do? What can I do? And so I got up there, and I'm, talking about...
Oh, yeah.
And nobody wanted, but I was like, and I'm thinking, and I'll tell you what else, St. Louis sucks!
Right?
St. Louis! And then all of a sudden, the entire crowd starts chanting, St. Louis sucks, we're jumping up and down, like, I don't even know
the
why
the guy
I
was with, my best friend Powers, Matt Powers, is from St. Louis.
He was playing up to the crowd.
Yeah, no, he played soccer with me at Western Illinois, and he was living in Kansas City at the time, so I got two tickets, him and I.
He didn't like that, did he?
He thought it was hilarious. He loves you, and he still listens online. So, but him and I were in the bathroom, and Lebo walks in, and we just start going, Lebo! Lebo!
What was he doing?
Lebo!
Did his face turn red like it normally does?
He like had his hand up on the wall, and he's taking a leak. He had a bucket hat on.
Bracing himself.
He's doing that. Holding himself up.
Yep.
Huh?
Hold
that wall up.
What year was that?
I think 2001.
That was before I got here. So I remember.
I think that was summer of 2001. I think I called Whitlock maybe right before that or after that.
No.
Nope.
My house got TP'd. You got to clean it up.
Yeah, right.
I remember that. Were you by yourself? Did you have to clean all that up by yourself?
Yeah, I did.
That was one of Jake's most memorable tasks as an intern. On the morning show.
My house got TP, Jake.
And remember you made Aaron go buy a suit?
And wear it.
I don't like the way you dress. You got to buy a suit.
He ran the board in a suit and dress pants.
He made him run the board in a suit. Think about that for a minute.
I just want to picture it.
He got it in his mind that he wanted everyone to dress up like of the morning show. We weren't even on TV.
He's so mad.
And he made him wear a suit. And he's in there in a suit.
I was interning. I mean, Aaron was so
mad. You got to dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Dying laughing. Like, here's the deal. I ain't wearing a suit. I wear pants.
I wore like khaki pants and a button up shirt.
Yeah, you did. You cleaned up good right out of college. Oh, the memory. See, now that is a future podcast.
Oh, boy.
For Hot Mike with SSJ.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lebo have to be involved in that. And we need to go down
Bill Moss on
through the history and some of the different things that happened over the years since
have a whole round table
since I've been here, because it's now it's 20 I'm hitting 23 years now,
yeah,
which is
last August was 19 for me.
No wonder I can't remember. Well, I got here in the end of 98. You do the math, is that right? Yeah,
I mean, I was 02, so
when did you get here?
August 2003.
2003.
Yeah.
We're all so old.
We used to have big pictures on the wall here at that tour stop. You know, they changed the artwork out in here a few years ago. But I remember I was looking at that. When I was at the other station and you guys were doing all those things, it was just like, man, they have so much fun over there.
You had a lot of fun. You had lockers and everything.
We did have lockers. Station.
We didn't have lockers.
And one of my jobs was to print out and laminate the locker room cards and mail them to the listeners.
That's exactly right.
See? Oh, we got Jay Wiz calling in from locker number 69.
Whoa. What was your locker number?
I don't know if I had a locker number. I can't remember.
Well, I think you did. You still want
but
to
I would, I would. When somebody would call in and they had their locker number, I'd hit a button that would sound like opening up a locker.
Right. You see, because you got a locker and you open up the locker. See that?
You get to tell us what kind of things were in your locker.
Does it boggle your mind how you guys didn't win in the ratings after all that?
Maybe we should start doing that on this show.
I keep proposing that idea, and I keep getting turned down. Maybe you can back me up here.
Man, I've been spending a lot of time with my dad lately, and I remember my dad calling me aside one time going, I'm a little worried about this radio station.
Did he have a locker? Did he give your dad a locker so he can call in and
he did. He's
complain
like,
about
I just don't know
officials?
If that station you're working at is really going to be successful.
And you're like, Dad, what do you know about sports talk? Steve Bucati. We'll take a break back after this on WHB. Jake, Jeremy Fowler did an article yesterday at ESPN.com. Some early NFL trade line buzz. And he talked about several defenders being available, including Jet safety Marcus May. Your man Nick Foles is available from the Bears if anyone needs a quarterback. Zach Ertz might be available from the Eagles. So, of course, with Lonnie Johnson Jr., safety from the Texans. So, multiple defenders available. So, of course, Jeremy Fowler writes that the Chiefs are interested and at least have looked into trading for running back Marlon Mack. And so that's
I mean, I'd rather see on the defensive side, but I think that guy's Yeah, I mean,
But I retweeted that they're interested in Marlon Mack. What do you think the first several responses were to me retweeting that?
Can he tackle?
Can he play safety? Can he rush the passer?
Can he cover anybody?
Is he a linebacker? Can he tackle? No. I'm sure that he could. He's a good enough athlete, but he's a running back, which does... He's a good player, Jake, but it does boggle my mind.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, trading for anyone, let's have him play defense on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot. The show continues right now on Sports Radio 810 WHB.